Welcome to episode 29 of Influencer Insights. Welcome to Influencer Insights. I'm your host, Julie Solomon, a marketing strategist, brand building expert, speaker, and New York Times bestselling publicist. In this 10-minute training series, I answer your most asked questions and sought after advice about blogging, online branding, and influencer growth with step-by-step strategies you can take action on right away. Recently asked my community, what is the number one challenge you face as a social media influencer? And the most common answer I got was monetizing. And to be totally honest, this answer didn't really surprise me. I mean, we all invest a lot of time and energy into our online community, so it's only natural to want a return on investment, right? But in order to get what you want, you must create the space to attract it. This usually means changing what you're currently doing in order to make room for strategies that help you achieve your goals and really where you want to go. So what does that look like? Well, in today's episode, I'm sharing a simple 3-step system you can use starting today to monetize your online influence. So here is how it works. You network, engage, and convert. That's right, NEC, if you want to think of it that way. Network, engage, and then convert. Why? Well, because it's these 3 steps, when done right and in a strategic way, that leads to consistent monetization. So let's take a look at how you can approach each of these steps. Step 1, network. There are 2 great ways to network on social media. The first is in your bio. Since you can't be there in person, this is your best next networking tool from a virtual standpoint. So you kind of want to think of your bio, be it on Instagram or Pinterest or what have you, as kind of like your wingman or your virtual assistant, and what really introduces you to the potential followers, customers, or collaborators that are going to be coming to your page and essentially seeing this bio. When these people visit your profile, they want to know what they're going to be gained from following you, and they want to know right away. So you really have to use your bio to make it clear and what's in it for them. What problem are you solving, or what service are you offering to these new people? What's going to make them want to stick around and stay? And how following you will add purpose and value into their lives or into their businesses. Another social networking tool that I love, of course, is storytelling. People connect through stories, and yes, your story matters. So creating a story and really giving helpful tidbits of wisdom and sharing vulnerable moments makes you more relatable and approachable for networking opportunities. Rather than always just selling to your followers, or making it very cookie cutter, this is me, this is what I do, yada, 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 really bring them in by telling them a story that relates to the products or services or ideas that you're talking about. When people learn from you or feel inspired by you, they're more likely to engage with your content. And the best way that people learn from and feel inspired by each other is through storytelling, which leads us to our number 2, engage. Engagement really is just a fancy term for conversation, and captions are your secret weapon for sparking conversations with your followers. Instead of using your precious caption space like a billboard ad, let's get creative. For example, instead of saying something like, "Loving that new shirt, it's half off and comes in 3 colors," try sharing a personal story. You might say, "I've been feeling a little uninspired by my winter wardrobe lately, maybe because my closet was too drab and dark for gloomy weather. That's why I was excited to find this cute sweater that comes in 3 colors, and it doesn't break the bank. Now tell me, what inspires your winter wardrobe?" You see what I did there? The second caption really sells subtly while telling a story, encouraging engagement, and by giving a call to action at the end through asking a question. To learn more about writing captions that convert, stay tuned until the end of this episode because I'm sharing a link to a freebie worksheet that will help you do just that. My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow, you need to scale, you need a marketing strategy, you need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff, and it's called This Is Small Business. This is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This is Small Business for sponsoring the show. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers, and you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. Another great way to increase engagement is to give before you sell. So think of it like this. Every time you ask your followers for something, whether it be to subscribe, buy, or to take some form of action, give them 3 times as much content with no sales strings attached. In other words, give something useful for free 3 times and then ask for something once, and then you repeat. So if you've ever heard of Gary Vaynerchuk, you know he calls this the jab, jab, jab hook theory. Same kind of thing applies here. You want to give 3 times as much as you ask for something. Whatever you do, don't attach an affiliate link or a call to action or a paid collaboration to every single post. I know this may sound counterintuitive when it comes to monetizing on social media, but constantly selling turns people off and actually decreases the engagement. So I say this all the time, and I'll say it again, the authenticity is key, yes. So treat your social media followers like you would treat a human being in your everyday life. To make money as an influencer, you must build that trust and loyalty, and you do that by sharing stories and giving. Number 3, convert. So someone's joined your network and engaged with your content, and that is a great start, but you haven't quite monetized just yet. You still need to convert them to an actual paying customer, and here's how. Make sure your Instagram URL links to an opt-in form. What I mean by opt-in form is where they can enter their email. So that may be a sales page or a freebie or another platform where you're selling something. If you're not sending people to an opt-in or sales page, you should use your bio link to give people something for free in exchange for their email. This freebie might be a worksheet, an ebook, a video training, a discount code. Remember, you want to give 3 times before you sell. So the idea here is to build your email list. And now, if you listen to this podcast a lot, or if you are a student of the Influencer Academy, you know how much I harp on this, and it is for reason, because I promise you this will so pay off in the long run, because email is the highest conversion rate of any platform, period, end of story. So when you're ready to sell something, you can tap into that email list and you will be so much further along. There you have it. Your 3-step system to making money on social media. Remember, you must network, engage, and then convert, and always give great content away for free before you ask for something in return. Want to sharpen your social media networking and caption writing skills? Well, then head over to juliesolomon.net/II29. That's again, juliesolomon.net/II29 to download my step-by-step guide to networking with brands and writing super engaging captions that convert. Again, that download link is juliesolomon.net/II29. All right, that is it for today. Now, as you know, some of our best conversations actually happen after the show. So I want you to find me on Instagram, head on over to our Facebook group at the Influencer Podcast, and let me know your thoughts about today's show. All right, I will see you again, same time, same place next week.